HarperCollins presents Where's My Guitar? An inside story of British rock and roll. Written and read by Bernie Marsden.
Introduction. I first met Bernie Marsden in Musicland Studios in Munich when Pace Ashton Lord, PAL, had come to town to make their debut album, Malice in Wonderland. I'd popped in to say hello. Bernie was the singer and guitarist with PAL. I found him welcoming, charming and personable. Who could have known that within a few years we'd be making Whitesnake a band to be reckoned with worldwide? The second time I saw him was in London. PAL had folded and Bernie quite boldly suggested himself for the band I was putting together after Deep Purple. He immediately established himself by playing and singing great, and bringing his excellent sense of derisive humour to the mix, which was a huge part of early Whitesnake. Bernie, Mickey and I wrote the songs that created Whitesnake's sonic identity and helped to make the band a household name. The vocal blend of the three of us worked refreshingly well, and our choruses inspired the creation of the almighty Whitesnake Choir. Ah, sweet memories. Bernie was truly an invaluable bandmate, friend, musician and co-composer of many of my favourite Whitesnake songs, particularly Walking in the Shadow of the Blues and Here I Go Again, probably our most recognised and successful song. It has served us and continues to serve us very well, hasn't it, old son? 'Tis a biggie, for sure. I'm so happy we're back in each other's good books and get to jam together whenever I have the pleasure of performing in our home country. Happy trails, old chap. David Coverdale, Lake Tahoe, 2019.
Preface. Over nearly 50 years on the road as a professional musician in different cities, countries and continents, I've often thought about Brian Davis. Brian was a couple of years above me at secondary school in the 60s in Buckingham, my hometown just northwest of London. He was always friendly to me and was an all-round good guy. I remember him being a particularly good athlete, good at running, long jump and the javelin. His girlfriend at the time was Diane Jones, someone who I'd secretly worshipped from my lowly position in the younger classes. I played football with him at school and later for Buckingham Town Juniors. I was a decent enough player, but I always thought that Brian was a really good footballer. As far as I could see, Brian Davis had it all. We got along well without being close friends. He left school 2 years before I did, but we saw each other at football games and sometimes at the pub when I might have been playing the guitar. My playing had always fascinated Brian. The last time I saw Brian was in 1970, at the corner of Buckingham's West Street and School Lane, where we had a short chat. He said he was no longer with Diane Jones and that he hadn't been able to play football much of late. I told him that I still wanted to be a professional musician. Brian and I often talked about our dreams. I thought he looked a little grey at the time. Under his arm he carried an old-fashioned glass medicine bottle full of lurid green liquid. I told him not to drink too much of it. Whatever was inside looked like it might kill him. I could not have been more wrong about that. He had actually been prescribed it to treat cancer, Hodgkin's lymphoma. Brian passed away later that same year and I was deeply shocked. He was so young, 21. I was only 19. Brian had always encouraged me to be a professional musician. He championed my ability and said that I should never give up. I still think about Brian Davis a lot. At every milestone I've reached, a little piece of Brian has been there with me, whether it was stepping off the plane for the first time in Japan or getting the phone call to say that Here I Go Again had reached number one in America, or receiving my honorary degree from the University of Buckingham. I've always thought of him. Chapter 1. New York, New York, 1980. On the 9th of October 1980, the Whitesnake tour bus driver drove over the Brooklyn Bridge and into Manhattan. My mind was racing and I was full of excitement, although I tried to appear cool. At last, I was in New York.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?